Present the order.
Present the agenda for this week so that you guys can look over it. And if there's any changes, I usually make the changes.
All right, we're on, Ron.
And we're back from recess. We're in session with Nikki Lawrence. Nikki's going to work us through. I think first you want to present this week's agenda.
That is correct.
Go ahead.
I placed it in front of you. I just need you gentlemen to review it, and if you would like any changes to be made, please let me know. One item I will be placing on for tomorrow, Tuesday, February 8th, is the HPRP monthly report. I received that via email on Saturday.
Okay. I would also like you to add tomorrow the work session, personnel policy, meeting process, and courthouse policy, mm-hmm. the same that we have for today. I don't show that.
It is.
And my apologies. And has the council returned a call regarding the matter that you brought up to us a moment ago?
I would like to go ahead and have that placed on the agenda, a possible executive session, whether it can cover personnel contracts.
Tomorrow?
Yes. And that'll give us a time frame to work with.
Just to elaborate, Nikki.
Just a cautionary measure.
Right. Anytime we're putting work session with the personnel policy and all that, go ahead and put those possible executives for all that.
Okay.
And all three of them, personnel, contracts. Because it looks like we're going to have to go into an emergency executive later on today about a contract issue, or a legal issue, I should say.
Tomorrow there's also posted airport board meeting.
Mm-hmm.
Will any of you gentlemen be going?
I always go. That's our airport.
County Airport?
You got Graham Clark on there, that's
yes.
fine.
Yes.
Okay.
But it needs to be posted that way, so.
Yeah, I'll
be. Would you like me to put Taney County Airport Board meeting?
I think Graham Clark's fine. Or you want to put Point Lookout? What do you want to do?
That might not be a bad way, because the public has a misconception of it. And
Point Lookout Airport Board meeting.
What is the school district funds that you have for 1 o'clock?
Debbie Redford has requested to meet with you gentlemen. She will be presenting some information on the school district funds and computerized temperature control.
Okay.
The 11:30 on Wednesday, is that the commission speaking, or is it
correct?
The commission speaking at that event? Okay.
Well, then we should be there.
Well, I would think so.
No.
I said I think so.
Well, we always post that meeting, whether we're speaking or not, don't we?
Mm-hmm. Do we?
Usually.
Okay, so, but we are speaking in this one.
If two or more are attending, but at this particular one, yes, you are speaking.
Okay.
Guys, as a heads up on the agenda tomorrow for BOE discussion, I will run some copies of some statutes for you prior to that meeting and for the county clerk. Regarding how those meetings are held,
right,
and the content of them according to Missouri law. I would really like to review that. That's I had asked for that. I don't have anything else on it.
EEZ, that was a discussion. Mr. Potter, did you have a chance to talk with him?
No, he's over in that.
Okay. We may be adding that later on today, later on this week, but we'll just wait to see that discussion then. What about juvenile? We're probably going to have a conversation about juvenile expenses and to add on the agenda. I think we're going to have that conversation.
You want to do that tomorrow?
We can do it tomorrow and invite Mr. Schofield over too.
Is 3 o'clock acceptable? Or 2:30?
2:30, I would think, 2:30. Is fine. And then I'd like just to maybe get this posted too, gentlemen, which is we have a comp time rollover policy, or a policy when our road and bridge guys accumulate so much road comp time, we ask them to use it within 2 weeks after of accumulating it. Well, this last storm event, we have quite a few guys that would have to take a lot of time off for this next storm event to meet the policy. So we need to probably have a discussion about changing that. And that does would fall under personnel policy, but that's something that something we just need to make sure that we change the policy when they accumulate so much comp time.
Can we hit that today?
We will. I just wanted to, if we wanted to post it separate, that's why I brought it up.
Do you want to discuss that during
sometime today? Just I want to make sure we just discuss it.
Juvenile comp time
consideration, but nothing else behind it. We could put that on there also.
Well, personnel policy. We got. That's part of the policy handbook.
Okay,
that's all I had.
Okay, Nikki, I'm looking. We're going to manhole rim improvements.
That is correct.
Change order number 4, John Suti. Gentlemen, we need another chair. We do, don't we?
That's all right. I'll get it.
Why don't you put it next to me? I'll remind him. I'll guide him through this thing. I want to look at something anyway. Thank you. Oh, this is the change order. Okay, so this is.
For those of you who are wondering why I'm limping, I saw something this weekend that you never want to see. So I was walking down a hill on the ice. I saw my feet floating out in front of me just before I hit.
Hey Nikki, can you come back here for a second? That's the item there, Mr. Commissioner. That's the change order. There will be a document behind it you'll sign if we approve to.
Wasn't that?
Let me have a look at that, Ron.
Yes, sir. Yeah. And, John, we're ready for your presentation.
Okay. The manhole rim adjustment project was a project that was placed out for bid back last year. Victor Rosetta with Rosetta Construction was a contractor selected to perform the work. The reason for the work being necessary was after the Bee Creek project, and there was some road improvements in the Foggy River Road subdivision. Area, which mainly Riverside Estates subdivision. Some of the manholes were left low. There were some high, which had resulted in numerous complaints to the Road and Bridge Department issued from folks that had driven over those areas and felt the bumps in their cars and different things like that. This project was to identify those that needed to be adjusted and then select a contractor to go out and perform the work. Also, part of this, there was an area owned by Mr. Ed Wilson adjacent to Holiday Hills Resort in which the sewer district had installed gravity sewers eliminating 8 to 9, I guess it was probably 8 lift stations. Which resulted in a benefit to the sewer utility getting those lift stations offline. Part of that project, it required an easement from Mr. Wilson, in which he gave the easement in lieu of some work being done on his property through an easement agreement. That work was added into this project, and so that's a part of this also. That was the $18,000. Well, erosion control measures on Mr. Wilson's property was $9,600, then maintenance on the property is $6,500. So that was added into this project also. That was approved by the sewer board, and I believe the county commission approved that change order also last year. But when you look at the deducts, there were some units in here because there were some unknowns about the project. Those units, majority of which were never utilized. But when you look at the deducts and the increases, it resulted in a total cost of the project of $82,190. And this, the project is completed. Bee Creek being by a lease agreement under the management of the city of Branson. The city has reviewed the work performed by Mr. Rosetta. They had great things to say about the work that was done within the Bee Creek manhole improvement areas. Also a part of this, there was the elimination of the vacuum testing of the manholes. These manholes are already in use, they're already connected to structures, so that was going to be very difficult to do that. In looking at the technique that was used by Mr. Rosetta, the city of Branson, they did not have any concern, which usually they're a stickler for those type of things, but looking at the technique that Mr. Rosetta used to address those manholes, they didn't see any problem with eliminating the vacuum testing.
The manhole covers, the rings that were installed in the concrete, the squares, is that what you're talking about, where you drive mm-hmm. out and you see about 4 foot square
yes, sir.
Of concrete? I only had one question about that, and that was whenever that road is resurfaced again, if it has to, will it have to be consideration to micro, what's the term I'm looking for, that...
I know what you're talking about. We call it micro sealing, but
yeah.
This is a standard. If I remember the conversation we had, this is a standard way most cities, municipalities do manholes, so that they'll feather in the overlay so that there's no bump. That the biggest thing is they'll feather from the concrete slab out. So if it's a resealing, it's pretty standard, I guess.
Right. I just wondered if this was an ongoing situation with. Resurfacing and limited to the type of surfacing that we could do.
I don't remember the conversation. Shouldn't limit the type of surface and the asphalt around it. I just know that it will help us eliminate paving over any manholes in the future.
That would be good.
Which we had that problem over Bee Creek. I know that for sure. So I've seen on Iowa. We did Iowa Colony not too long ago. I think it was one of the last.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a big improvement over there. I was on that road recently. So.
There's a lot of complaints.
What's the increase, Ron? I didn't check this. It said 82,000 is what the final was. But
what's the total increase, John?
Basically, your total increase is $11,190.
This change order is a deduct of $6,910. Overall, the total increase on the project was $11,190.
Yes. We had the increase of $18,100. We had a decrease of $6,900. And the total increase over the course of the project, as Sean said, was $11,000.
All approved by the sewer board.
Yes.
Motion to approve change order number 4 for the manhole rim improvements project.
Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to approve change order number 4. To the sewer district's manhole rim improvements project. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. And, John, you like my signature here? Is that what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Or you have
John's
a copy there?
He's got the original copy.
That you can sign both. We'll throw one up in the office.
Sir. And you're going to take that over to the clerk for...
Yep. Collect the rest and give you guys a final copy.
Could I ask you to take this one also and put that back to me? Thank you, John.
Thank you.
If you like your front sheet here.
Thank you.
As we're switching gears, thank you, guys. Pat Keck is scheduled for 2:30 tomorrow. Oh, you leave it down here. Just leave it down here. We may need it.
Okay.
Thank you. So anyway, we don't have to have an emergency session today. We'll have it posted for tomorrow for the executive with all those, because she's represented us on multiple cases, both legal and, well, I guess they're all legal.
That'd be 610-021, subparagraph 1?
1, I believe, is contracts. I'll make sure that they post it properly.
Okay.
Just since we're going through this list real fast, attorney fee agreement, this is something Bill McCullough had submitted for some of our legal work. We already had it in the accounts payable, so this, I don't know if we need, there's no extra documentation with this.
Actually, what I had understood that was an agreement that had been presented on nuisance orders.
Okay,
so it wouldn't be that document at all.
Okay, that's all the document
I have it in front of me, but.
It was the special prosecuting agreement is what it was before for nuisance, and I think he wanted to elaborate beyond that and give us a rate sheet. If you want to, we can come back to that.
Let's come back to that because I believe there's documents that we need to
look at. I think once you said that, I believe I remember seeing that also. So we don't need to vote on this, but we do need to vote on the other item.
Right.
Okay. The
escrow agreement, second extension of closing date.
MoDOT.
Yes.
I've got that in front of me so I can read to you, if you gentlemen.
Okay.
Missouri Department of Transportation has asked for an extension on the maintenance facility located on 76. They have, doing their due diligence, found there's two adjoining property owners that have a fee interest in the land and that they are working out the ownership to have a clear title for us, and they are asking to the end of this month the end of March 31st is what they want to extend the contract to so that they can purchase the other interests out so that we will have a clear title to the property and the buildings.
So today is merely whether or not we're going to grant an extension of the closing date?
That's correct.
Okay.
And everything, attorney Paulson has reviewed it. I think he's visited with each one of you guys individually. If not, I know he's talked to me, and I think he mentioned he talked to you, Commissioner Strahan. So with the information presented, I am moving that we extend closing of the maintenance facility to March 31st, and any appropriate documentation be signed by Commissioner Hausman.
Second.
Motion has been made to extend the closing of the maintenance building with MoDOT to March 31st and seconded. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed, nay. Motion carried unanimously.
Here's some signatures, Ron.
Next order of business is board vacancies discussion. And I assume by that verbiage we're to talk about the vacancies that exist and perhaps establish a time frame for filling those vacancies. So I've got a list of those.
One thing I wanted to, as you're looking for your papers, the paper we got from Nikki BOA has two positions open. Ron, and since you're kind of new to the whole process, in this red book that Jillian manages is all the boards that we appoint and their terms when they were appointed, how long their term is, if there's a specific district or township they have to be a part of. So anyway, this is the keeper of all the board appointment books.
I have a question. First up, from the note that we have, and it's P&Z, and it states 3-4-year positions. Are those, aren't the P&Z terms staggered?
They are.
Why would we appoint all of them to 4-year terms, unless all of them happen to be 4-year terms that come up, I guess? But
we have two that are vacant, and I believe one person resigned,
right,
if I'm not mistaken.
So what we would actually, okay, we would be filling
two, and then that third position would fill.
Fill the unexpired term?
Correct.
Okay.
Do we have a documentation of whose interest?
We probably do. I can help you with that a little bit. I can tell you that Mark Blackwell has decided not to seek another term. I think we all got letters on that. P&Z has to be specific townships, so we need to make sure Jasper County, a Jasper Township, is represented there. And the other one is Randall Cummings, and I don't know. Do you know if he wants to seek another term or not?
Can we set this aside for a moment? I see that Chris has come back in.
Sure.
We had asked him to come back when mm-hmm. the conference call was over.
Yep.
And we could hear from he and
okay.
save him a little time. Come have a chair. Thanks for coming back, Chris.
You are quite welcome. We had the conference call, included the 18 counties in southwest Missouri that were on the call. And the focus for the disaster declaration is primarily on snow removal. But the one basic requirement you have to qualify for is the that you had to have a record snow. And we're looking, but I'm pretty confident we did not have a record level of snow. We had more snow than this before. Wouldn't you all agree?
Oh, yeah. I mean, if you're looking at the single event, yeah. We had more snow on Friday than we did on the Tuesday.
So there
may... about record sleet fall?
Well, the problem is there was relatively small areas that had that sleet, so the state is not going after that at all.
Okay.
So that's not looking good. Now, there is a slim chance, and that would be a far stretch, that for the snow removal and salt and that kind of stuff and overtime, we're out. We're not getting anything for that. There's a slim chance we could get, if we would meet our requirement of that basic $130,000 in damages, in damages to roads that is directly related to this.
To road damages.
But I don't know that we're going to get there either. I spoke, and City Branson was there. I spoke to him, and he didn't think they had really any road damage that they know of. Forsyth thought they had a little bit some, and I haven't spoke to anybody else.
Is it a possibility to consolidate different political subdivisions to meet that amount? For example, city, county, et cetera?
Within Taney County.
Within Taney County.
But we can't go with another county. But just within our county, we can find everybody. I don't know, have any of you talked to Road and Bridge? Have they mentioned anything about road damage?
I visited with them in the hallway just a few minutes ago, and nothing to roads. I mean, they had no road damage they spoke of. They had some equipment break, but not even that much money-wise. But they specifically didn't mention any road damages. Danny, how about you on the other side?
No, the problem we have when it comes to an ice event versus their one record snow, when we have an ice event, there's certain areas that we can only cut it with a grader, and those areas is where we need the assistance, is through chemical and chemical removal and the road graders that have to cut it. Of course, we have to put different staff on the graders. And when you do ice, you do cut the surface off of the, I think we went to a different cutting edge now, but you do, I know one trip we had 6 hours worth of work and had to replace the cutting edge. So when it's a real bad ice event and we're really trying to get down and cut it, I do know that we have materials. I talked to Harlan on the east side, and he said that you know, damage to equipment is a lot more than and that's bound to be rough on your road also, but we don't have anything that you could would read into damage. How are you going to estimate it?
Right.
The material that you have to grade off? Or?
I mean, if we had a, if we peeled off part of them, a resurfacing, or you know, if there's something notable.
Right, but I mean, you're talking about a hundred and some thousand dollars worth of.
That's a lot. It's
yeah,
a lot of damage.
Talking about a bridge that fails.
That's what they're talking about.
If we had a bridge or something, that would be a, an easy one.
Or some gravel roads that wash down or something. But
the amount of snow, as far as Sandy County and the equipment we have, is not a big deal. The amount of ice is a big deal, and we had with the sleet and ice that we had, we'd probably 2.5-3 inches in places.
At least two,
so. So I don't know whether we're going to be doing any good or not.
Okay. All right. Do you want me to do some preliminary work with Road and Bridge, see if there is any damage?
I would. I mean, it's worth a discussion with Kathy, don't you?
Yeah. Get Kathy and have Harlan
and Stottle
talk to him and talk to him about the graders, the main grader work that was there.
Yeah, see if there's any road damage. I didn't ask the specific question. Maybe there is something there, and if you want to send an email to City of Branson, Hollister, and I see Mr. Potter here, and see if there's anything there that they can re-examine the roads and look. I mean, it's worth an extra drive around if there's some chances, because, I mean, some of this road damage probably won't show up until the thaw, and then we'll see what the damage
is. Well, and they're okay, but you got to give them, them being the state, some kind of preliminary ideas.
Okay.
But if, you know, if they would say, like, they ran the grader and said, man, we did peel up some, and certain, you know, and how much would that, the preliminary, they're fine with that for right now. But gotta
it's
have
worth
something.
It's worth the communication. I mean, worth you sending something out and seeing what you get back.
Right. I will do that.
Well, now, is this going to be event by event, or are we going to do this, are they going to do this like, I mean, we don't know where we're at for 30 more days.
What, Chris, this is an open-ended type of declaration. Is that what you're hearing?
The declaration for the federal assistance is open-ended. They're really focusing on 48 hours of this event.
Of the last event.
Yeah.
They said 48 hours of the event. And so somebody said, well, which 48 hours? And they said, well, we let you choose the 48 hours. That's what they said. So I don't know, will that mean then, and the first few days, you know, if the first day didn't hit you, but the second, or is that even going to mean if Tuesday night would be the worst for us yet to come, would they let us count that? I do not know.
It's probably just worth getting some communication started and see if maybe we can see what the, if they can, if there is something there. But once again, we got to see if there's damage. And
yeah, the dollar figure.
I question if we have that much damage. I'd be surprised.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Okay.
Chris, thank you so much.
You are very welcome.
Thank you.
Mayor, what was it that you and I were going to chat about?
EEZ.
EEZ. Could we do that either?
You could do it right now, sir.
Later today or to?
Give me time to go through the board book real fast. I know you're going to ask some questions pretty soon. I don't have the answers for you.
I would ask that we get a copy of the names.
I have that right here.
Okay, and you get those in front of us. Let us look them over, because I'm not sure who all has applied for every position, board position.
Well, really, today this is a discussion about those board positions, whether or not we want to run notice, whether or not we want to take from apps that have already come in and people that have shown interest. So I think we can make...
I think the news media has done a pretty good job on that, though, Ron, as we've brought those forward and asked for certain different boards that we had positions open, and because we received people calling us and we received documentation there from just what the news media put out there on the radio and the newspaper about the different board appointments. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure that we would need to run availability, because I think that's pretty well been covered through the meetings. I don't know. That's what the reason I'd like to look at the paperwork, see how many are there.
I understand. You don't have this in front of you.
Yep.
You do have it.
I do.
Well, I think it's worthy of, if they take a look at this, and certainly they can have my copy, or I'll have some copies made of the positions that are open. There are a number of positions that are open within the county system for these boards on 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 different boards that the county has some input and appointing abilities over. And that's multiple positions, that 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 10, 11, 12, 13 positions. That's a lot of positions. Let me step back while you gentlemen are chatting about this, and Jim's making a list now of board members, and I'll talk with the mayor.
Didn't he ask to step down? Okay.
So we'll have to recess.
Do you want to recess?
We'll have to recess. We lose presiding.
You're not losing me. I'm sitting right there.
Okay. But
do you want to recess, Danny?
We can't. Yeah, I think we can't have any discussion about it.
We'll go into recess for a few minutes.
Okay. Okay. I just want to be sure. So be